You want to do the honors?
Welcome back.
Yeah, Bread Time Season 2 starting right now. So we took a little bit of hiatus, and we have a second season fresh of the press.
We spent months literally debating what this season will be, and we've thrown it all out the door, and we're just gonna start recording. So I hope you enjoy it.
One thing will be less pressure. We'll take it easy. So lower your expectations. The high quality bar that we set in this first season will be lower even further.
What is this episode about here?
So we're just having our usual Brett, and we talked about the iPhone announcement that's happening next week. And we've talked about this a lot publicly and privately. So we have a few predictions to share with you all.
Okay, so here I'm going to cut to the chase here. I believe that Apple might do something super weird with whatever the next iPhone is called, whatever that thing is called.
Wait, let's start there. What will it be called?
The rumor is that there will be three phones that are delivered. Two of them will be 7S's, so 7S and 7S Plus, which will be the same iteration of the current form factor of the phone, just like newer components or whatever, right? That's what we would expect. Then there will be a third phone, which is the one that everyone talks about, and that one will be called something else and have a different design. I believe that phone will probably be called the iPhone Pro,
yeah,
or it'll be called Apple Phone.
Oh shit!
Or iPhone Edition. I think one of those three will be the.
No, Edition is like several thousand dollars, right?
They did it with the watch. They called that the Edition.
Yeah, but that was the $17,000 one,
and
right?
Nobody bought it, so I think like that's probably not going to happen, just for like sake of not using that term again.
But it won't be 8. They won't release 7S and 8 at the same time.
If they release iPhone 8, I think everyone will just groan.
Well, that hasn't stopped them in the past, though.
Correct.
Okay, so the leading hypothesis is that it's going to be iPhone Pro.
I mean, it's kind of weird if
or
it's...
iPhone 7 Pro?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to call a phone a Pro phone. Okay, so with the... Maybe it does. With the laptops, you have Pro laptops and then the normal MacBooks.
iPad as well.
And with the iPads, yeah. And now with the iMac, too, actually. They'll probably do it. They'll probably call it Pro.
No, they don't have an iMac Pro.
Yes, they do. It's an iMac that has extremely high processing power, but it also has like dark gray keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's confirmed. The next iPhone that has that little sliver at the top and the screen goes to the edges, it's going to be called the iPhone 7 Pro?
I think it'll just... I don't know. I don't know what...
No, because they need to iterate. Like next year, it's going to be like the 8. It can't just be Pro, because the next year it'll just be like...
Well,
Pro
they
again?
Would call it the iPhone 8 Pro, and then maybe the next year they'd have like an iPhone 8 or something too. But I hope they don't use the number at all, right?
It will be like the time they called the iPad. It was like the new iPad. It's like the lamest fucking thing.
Yeah.
They have to have a number.
I was listening to another podcast. I think it was maybe The Verge or something, The Vergecast or something. They were saying how like, why would they call it the Pro? And there is like this one interesting idea here is you can actually put the risky features in this one and continue to develop the Pro line of phone with like potentially kind of interesting stuff that people will pay extra money for that you don't have to like infect the consumer line with and make everyone pay for. So it's kind of like a testing ground for some sort of stuff, sort of like the Touch Bar, another thing that we disagree about with like the MacBook Pros. That's like a feature of the Pro computer. Yeah, interesting what the word Pro means to Apple actually at this point.
Yeah,
like, more like premium. Let's get to the good stuff.
Okay. Status bar.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Okay, so the assumption, which I think is pretty confirmed through their patent images, will be that we have a kind of a sliver at the top, like a little, how do you describe that?
Like a cutout for that, which the inside of the cutout, there is like front-facing camera, as well as probably some facial detection sensor type stuff to, you know, like spatially know where your face is or like if it is actually round and stuff like that.
Right. So then that leaves two spaces in the left and the right.
I think everyone agrees pretty much that in those two spaces, at the very least, you're going to have like your network information as well as like your battery information. Sure. Stuff like that, right?
Right.
And like Bluetooth as well, right?
Now, the question is, where do you fit in the time? Where do you fit in the back affordance?
the back to app affordance.
Yeah.
And then also you have all of these like temporal states for like when you're on a call, when something is using your location, like GPS. Like there's all these states that have traditionally been in the status bar that it's like a color bar that takes over the whole thing. But there's also some like additional stuff, right? There's the ability to show your battery as a percentage. There's like your Wi-Fi network name. There's like been a lot of other stuff that gets stuffed up there in certain cases. Night mode, right? Not in my night mode, the sleepy thing where you turn off like all the notifications, right? That is night mode, right?
So we also know that they will remove the home button altogether.
No button on the phone.
No button on the phone. And so that frees up the entire bottom section.
Correct.
For a screen. Okay, so that's the information we're pretty sure that will happen. You have 30 seconds. What's your prediction? Go.
My prediction has been and will stay this way, that they actually will split the status bar on top so that that information we said will be on the top will be there in those little crevices or whatever they're called. But then a second bar will be underneath it. And in that bar will be the time as well as when those colorful like temporal states occur, as well as app navigation.
And then in addition to that, like below it, you'll have the title, the tap title.
And then you have what is the traditional UI that will be on all phones. Yeah.
Which right now is a gigantic bold text title.
Huge area.
Okay.
In iOS 11.
You ready for my prediction?
I'm ready.
This is going to be crazy.
Okay, go for it. We're both going to be wrong, but go for it.
Two words. Touch bar.
It's not crazy.
It's so crazy. So at the bottom, you're going to have a touch bar. Instead of having a text or back to app affordance, whatever, you'll have a handoff-like affordance that shows an icon of the app that you can skip to.
I was willing to like be
Ooh,
very...
a better one.
Okay.
A permanent dock.
No, that's you're right. You're right with that one.
Yes.
So like the more I think about it, so like on the iPad, when you flick up in iOS 11, you pull an iPad from the bottom, right? And in that dock is a recents area, right? Like the three apps on the right are apps you have recently been in, which is equivalent to like the recently used app sort of feature that you can switch back from or switch back to. So I think like maybe they show you one there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would feel pretty weird to have those bouncing around on there, but maybe it doesn't have to be in the exact same spot that it is on the iPad. It doesn't have to necessarily act that same way, but it'd be cool if that feature was just unified across the platforms.
Okay, another idea. So with the removal of the button, the home button, which is a cardinal sin, we all agree, that opens the doors for a, wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Dynamic home button. So the home button becomes the low signal indicator. If you swipe up from the home button, you reveal a dock. If you drag the home button to the left, you do something. Kind of like that VSCO button thing, but a home button that's integrated with all the apps, and that serves like as your joystick or something. And depending where you drag it or what you do, you reveal different things.
I don't think you're crazy. I don't think you're like losing your mind or anything. I just think you're wrong. So like the thing that I've through watching the rumor mill and stuff, I think they're just going to try to avoid the presence of a home button at all. One of the options on the iPad dock is actually to go to the home screen, right? So you could imagine that there'd always be a consistent way to travel back to the home screen from this new dock area or something. And in that case, you don't need a home button, right? Which is weird because the home button is very useful.
Yeah, but you need the real estate in a phone. You can just have a, you can't have a dock there all the time.
Right.
And we also know that big phones are hard to reach the top left area.
Yeah.
So I think, I firmly believe that the navigation will be at the bottom.
I think you're probably right. Even though I actually don't believe they'll do it, I think that that is a very logical decision. I just think it's kind of like crazy to try to move all this stuff around. I could imagine in year one, they get rid of the home button and all that stuff on top stays the same. So developers and everyone else kind of knows what's going on.
Oh, fuck developers. Like, listen, they changed the titles to be left aligned and gigantic. They're like moving slowly to making the top left area something that is for display only, not interactable.
And it's not true because those title bar buttons are still there, right? Like
right now. Oh. But I think that was just the first step. The second step is going to move the back affordances, that the back stack is going to be moved to the bottom, just like it is on Android.
This feels messy, right? Do you agree with that? We're in the middle of change, like scary, scary change.
No, I think it's going to feel familiar to Android users. Like when I use my Android phone, I don't miss the top left area at all. I want to double tap my menu to go back to the previous app. Like it's all within my thumb's reach. I think that is what they're chasing. They're chasing something that is dynamic, flexible, and ergonomic to support bigger screens and more surface area for displaying content, not interacting with it.
The one thing that it feels great about the Android version of this, though, is that it's consistent, right? That back arrow is always there. The home button is always there. I am a little worried that if they do go with the dock paradigm, and it won't feel so consistent like that. If it's moving around.
I'm telling you, it's going to be, I'm calling it right now. I haven't followed the rumor mill at all, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be a dynamic home button. It's going to be GUI. So you're going to be moving it, and it's going to like animate like that.
Here's why I think they want to get away from the home button. The home button's not there, so they don't want to like give you a fake version of it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rounded line, rounded corner line, like a long pill, just like it was on the Palm Pre. And with that thing, when you put your thumb on it, it will like reveal different things. So you swipe left and does something, swipe up to something else. That's what it will be.
You might be right. I don't know anymore. But the only thing you're missing is where do you put the time?
It's true. Well, I have a crazy idea that I know they won't do, but it would be pretty clever.
Like put the clock in the home button?
Like an analog clock.
If they do that, I'm like not going to be into it. Right? Like you don't want
like,
that.
Imagine
do you
like
want
a,
that?
Like a brown watch in the home button and you like long press it and it takes you to the alarms.
Finally. The most useful button on the phone can get me to my alarms quicker.
Fucking press that shit every night.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It feels crazy. But I appreciate this moment in time, though, because I am a bit lost. I don't know what it all means together. I don't know what advantages this new phone have.
You know what? It just came to me. Just a simple word.
Go for it. What is it?
Courage. Yeah, get rid of the fucking time. Have the courage. You have a Apple Watch. Everyone does. If you don't have one, then buy a fucking Apple Watch.
Well, you can always swipe down now to get to the notification/lock screen, which does have the clock on it. It would just be an interesting move if they moved away from showing the time consistently, because I've had my app rejected in the past because it didn't show the time. Like they've had rules around that. They like that status bar had to be there consistently, you know?
I don't know. That's the boldest prediction. They're going to get rid of the consistent time.
If you are right about the consistent time, we can do another episode and I'll just pay you compliments for 20 minutes.
You just be like,
well, I don't think we said anything interesting. thank you for listening to this new episode of Brett Time. We're back. If you have really cool ideas for episodes for us, we're listening. We're excited to be doing this again. And yeah.
And if you work at Apple or know someone that works at Apple, you have a week to make sure my predictions come true. So
if you want to rub it in my face, like,
yeah. So get to work.
All right. Thanks.